is Derech Eitz Chaim, the Ramchal. We're starting from page Kuf Pei Zayin. Dire Masil Uriot. That's in the... Alright. So that's it. Remember we learned last week about that the Nishifa that a person has to do is the Iyun and the delving into the Torah, and that, right, that brings him to an Itbonanut, and that Itbonanut is that which is Matzil him from the Yetzirah. Right? This week we're going to talk about a new Inyan, about Cheshbon HaNefesh. Okay. Uliot Shakurish Baruch Hu Ratza Shadam Ye Baal Yetzir. He'll be a person who has desires. Shiuchal Yot Menutzach, that he could defeat or notzeach b'shikul echad, or be defeated in an equal way. Lachen sam behem hayedia, he placed in us the knowledge. Ach sgura kegechelet, but it's closed in us like this coal. V'shetuchal itpashet kishalhevet, and has the ability to come out like a burning flame. V'abachir, we spoke about this last week. V'abachir b'yad ha'adam, the choice is with a man. Right? Mm-hmm. To enlighten that gechelet and bring that flame out of him through his itbonanut of the Torah, through him delving and understanding the Torah. And only then does he have the ability to be menatzer his yetzahara. Like we said, the Gemara in Kedushin, Torah tavlin the yetzahara. Torah is the trufa, the medicine against, or spice, we said, a different pshat, against the Yetzirah. V'chachamim, Zichron Ravracham Amzul, and our rabbis taught us, Zichron Ravracham, Al-Kain Yomru Hamoshlim Bo Cheshbon. They would say, those who have dominion, come and do Cheshbon, come and account. Bo V'nachsho Cheshbono Shalonim. Come and account the accounts of the world, right? It doesn't mean you're working for J.P. Morgan, right? Doesn't mean that. It means kimi she'enu Moshe b'Yitro, someone who isn't have dominion on his Yetzahara, right? Someone who doesn't lo yasim atzmo lezer olam, won't place on himself this ever. Those who have dominion over the Yetzirahs, they will do this matter, right? Right?
The matter of flaming.
The matter of flaming, but the matter of... Now he's telling something. He says a very interesting thing. You would have thought that to inflame, it's sufficient for a person just to sit and be mitbonen on the Torah. He's saying no. He's saying that it's not sufficient. What does a person have to do? V'yilmeduhu l'acherim. He will have to teach. No, he's saying the Moshlim yilmeduhu l'acherim l'asototo. They will do it and they will teach others. V'alo adam rov shnot yamam omed l'achshov cheshbonot asakav. Most of his days he does the counting of his businesses. Iske chayisha, right? His involvement in the world, Chayisha means the life of the moment. That's how we look at this world. Although, there's an interesting Gemara, you have to understand, Chayisha is a concept, because there's Gemara by Rava, that it's a way of looking at things, that says when a person stops learning to go to davening, so Rava, like what I know, he said, Oskin b'shaye olam. You're Osik in Torah, and you're leaving, and you're what's it called, which is Chaye Olam, and you're going to be Osik in Tefillah, davening, right? Which we call Berumo Shal Olam. Tefillah is a dinner of nearly Nevuah, but Klapei Torah, Rava calls it Chaye Shah. So it's an Arachim, it's a way of saying, it's not that Chaye Shah is not important. Of course it's important. Rashi in Beitza says, you know, Mizonotav Sharadam Ktsuvim lo mi Rosh Hashanah lo Rosh Hashanah. How much he's going to get is from Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi, what does that mean? So what halacha we learn from that? So Rashi says, be careful with your hotza'ot. Be careful with how you spend your money. Don't make big spendings. Because what you got given is fixed. Apart from the Divrei Mitzvah. You know, Talmud Torah, Rabbanah, right? Suda Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, all those sort of things, right? Things which are mitzvahs, it's not considered. But there's a... So we see that it's an important thing. To have a parnas is an important thing. But klapi the ikurin world is chayisha, it's vare chayisha. Even tefillah klapi Torah is chayisha. If you know what Torah is. V'lama lo yasim elevavo. Why should he place in his heart? Afilu shah achad gam lezot lachshov machshevet mimenu. For one moment, to think a thought of this, from this. Mahu, what is this? Mahu, what is he? V'lama ba'ala olam. Why did he come to this world? Umma mevakesh mimenu melech machem lachim hakadosh baruch hu. What will be the end of his days? Or the days of the world? Zoti hatrufa hayoter gdola. This is the biggest medicine. V'chazaka shetuchal lamtzi neged hayetzer, against the yetzer. This is a very important. V'hi kala. It's easy to do. V'pulata gdola. And its effect is very big. What is it telling you here? Basically, you have to understand something. Well, Piri Rabbi says, and its fruit is much. Now I'm going to just explain this a little bit. The Yetzer Hara doesn't think of future. The Yetzer Hara thinks about now. As soon as you put your mind thinking about future, right, let's take a very simple thing. We all had a meal today, right? We all ate, we maybe ate a little bit more, or we ate stuff that we shouldn't have eaten. Right? Maybe not. Right? Now, how much taste did we get from what we ate? How long did it take us? 5 minutes to eat it? 10 minutes? I don't know. How much taste this extra bit that we ate, or this extra bit that's not good for us that we ate? Not a lot. Not a lot of hana came from it. Then we'll think, what is that going to do to us in the future? You know, the extra layers of cholesterol, or I don't know. Or the extra, you have them. Yeah, we get whatever we get. We just think in the future, right? If we just think in the future, our now changes. And it's the same thing. If a person, look at what he's saying. What are you? What's your reason for being in this world? What does God want from you? And what's the end of your days, or the end of the world? What's happening? It means, think long term. When you think long term, the immediate isn't so important. The immediate desires aren't so important. They go away. You have more shlita on them. The Yetzer is always thinking about now. Oh, I need that, this. Or I have to have that. Or it's important for me now. It's always speaking about now. The Yetzer will never come to you, give me something in 10 years' time. It's about now. Right. You're saying there's a big Yetzer for people to make lots and lots of money. And then the question is, for what? You have to understand something. Making lots of money.
I mean, say they wanted to buy a big house and a Ferrari and just have
it. It's called covered. It's called covered. Covered you get even in the process.
Oh.
If you're working in Manhattan for a big firm, right, and you're on the way to buy whatever it is, the big house, the Ferrari, whatever, you know, the BMW, right? Mercedes, right? Whatever it is, right, you're going to buy. Or the new electric one, what's it called? Telsa, right? Whatever it is. That's, you know, check California, you buy one of those, right? Right. Okay. So if you were gonna do one of those things, right? Hello? What do you need it for? What do you need it for? If you just think, what do you need it for? What's life about? What's life about? You won't need. When you realize what's life about, there's a lot of things you remove from your life. There's a lot of cover in even chasing these things in the world, because you get into a position where you're a person who can, one day can afford those things. There's a lot of honor associated with it. It's honor medulla. That's why would people buy? I don't know how much a Ferrari costs. Probably 200,000. I have no clue how much it costs, but it must cost a lot of money. And let's be honest, you have to spend a lot of petrol for it, right? Costs a lot of gas, right? It's not something you're going to be able to drive 250 kilometers an hour. Don't believe anyone drives 250 kilometers an hour on that thing, because maybe in Germany, okay, maybe in Germany, because you have roads in Germany. But it's no one. I don't believe it's dangerous. I mean, maybe people don't blow their mind. I don't know. Who the $250? They want everyone to see. Look, I've got this flashy sports car that can go in front of you. Can you know accelerate past you or do whatever it does. It's something when a person understands that real cover isn't something external and something internal, and it's something that no one can prevent from getting. No one can prevent you being a tzaddik. No one can prevent you from being a good person. No one can prevent you from having a connection with your Creator. Everyone's equal in that. You might have to work, you might have to think, you might have to, whatever you might have to do. But in whatever your parameters are that you were given in life, you have the ability to become a tzaddik. And the Rambam says, it's a Rambam, Harishut Netuna, you've got permission to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't mean to be the level of prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam b'Yisrael kam Moshe. Can't be like Moshe. But to fulfill all that you have, to express all that you have in a proper way, given the parameters you were given in life, you have the ability. You might have started in a very, very low place in life. Very, very hard upbringing. Right? You were down here. And someone else might start over here. And your purpose is just to reach here, where he starts. And his purpose is to reach much higher, but he goes halfway and you go full way. You'll have a bigger chelik in Olam Haba than he will, because you expressed all that you could. And your expression has to be the internal expression. What's internal to you. And only you know what's difficult. It doesn't have to be, you know, you put a placard on what you're doing. No one has to know about it. No one has to know about it. Usually, if you understand the concept, the love of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the love of a wife. That love is not expressed publicly. Unless you know you live in California and those sort of places, right? And then it's not real love. That's also a form of kavod. Look what I have, right? You know? I don't even understand it, but okay. Real love is very private. So when you're privately alone and you're doing the right thing and no one else knows about it, only you and him, that's real love. That's real kavod. You with me? Shi'amod ha'adam, the person should stand b'chol yom l'fachot sha'achad, at least 1 hour. I don't think one whole hour, which means a moment, right? Panui mishah kol machshavot, separate from all his thoughts. Lachshav rak al ha'inyan hazeh shamati, to think about these things that I said. What things? Let's go through them again. What is he? Would he come to the world? What does God want for him? And what will be the end of his days? What is he going to do in his life? Person should think, did today bring me close to those things? Stam, a person, you know, very simple answer. A person should, when he ever does an action, it's just a simple question. Does God want me to do this? Or not? V'yivakesh b'rvavo, and he will ask in his heart, Ma asu harishonim avot ha'olam. What did the avot ha'olam, the great rabbis in previous generations do? Shekach hashak Hashem b'hem. That God desired them. Ma'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Moshe do? Alav Hashem. Ma'asa David, Mashiach Hashem. What did David Melech do? V'kol ha'gdolim, Mashiach Hayu Lefanav. And all the big people before him. V'yaleh b'sichlo. And he will think in his thoughts. Matov la'adam kol yimei chayav la'asot. Ken gam hu tov lo. Right? What is good for a person to do all his days, right? Also, what these people did is good for him. As yaturu machshevotav, then his thought will desire, habachemda, desire, ledat be'eze matzav hu nimtza, in which place he is, ve'omed lefi hanirtze, and he stands. Okay. Ubederech Asher Darchu Anshe Hashem. And the way that the people of these generations before went, Eile, these, Hashem Olamhem, from previous generations, Im Ayin. Vimrav Mimenu Koach HaYetzer. And if the Yetzer is too big for him, its strength is too big, V'lo Yechol Ladin Im Shetakif Mimenu. And he can't, you know, come to din. He can't come to fight like that which is stronger than him. Hen lezot chared haya v'tzaveach kikruch yakrish Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'tikunav. On this, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai shouted out like a big scream. Nis tikunav tikun asiri. You know Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it's big.
Zohar.
Yeah. Stam Rabbi Shimon's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He wrote the Zohar. Him and his son. Vezer Shano. Voilon, the Bnei Nash. Like, it's terrible to people. Nasha. The Kutche Brichu. Asir Imohon Begaluta. Kurish Borhu is tied to them in Galus. Vifen Ko Bechon. Now he's bringing the Pasuk by the Mitzrim. The Moshe Rabbeinu. Before he killed the Mitzri, he looked there and there. Ve'yar, and he saw, ki ain ish. There was no ish, no person going to come for that Mitzri that he killed. The Shema Mufurash, with God's name. Ela, ish ledarko panui. Be'iskin dilahon. So he's reading this as follows. He's reading this, that a person looks, we see people. If you look people in the world, you're looking here and here. All of them involved in their own matters, the matters of the world. They're looking kol. You look, there's no ish. Va'arachin delahon, and they're going in their own ways. What was Rishimon's thing? He's telling you why the world is the way it is. Why, when you walk into any place in the world and you see people chasing after things of no real value, continuing with their lives, continuing in their ways, not thinking, because they haven't stopped to meet one end of their lives, they haven't stopped to think of their lives. It's as simple as that. And the truth is, Mesillas Yesharim also speaks about that. He speaks about when a person, you know, when he came to Geula, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, they were waiting 210 years to get out of Egypt. They were promised by Kodesh Baruch Hu there would come a Goel. He finally comes. He finally tells them, I'm taking you out of Egypt. What does Paro do? Ah, nirpimatem. You're weakening in your avodah. I'll give you more to do. And then they go back and they complain to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what does Kodesh Baruch Hu tell them? What is the complaint? Sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu complained and say, what are you doing to us? Look what's happening to us. Now we don't have hay. We have to go collect the hay to make the bricks. Paro, says Mr. Shoshan, is a mashal of the Yed Sahara. When you're about to think, when you're about to realize about life, when you're about to meet the bonen on your life, it's made harder. It's made more difficult. You come to yeshiva, right? There's hardship getting to Yeshua. It's not easy. Whenever you're doing something good, you'll know there'll be something hard. There'll be something you have to push against. You meet the bonin in your life. You have to think about your life. Where do you want to go? Not where you want to go tomorrow. Where do you want to go in a year's time? What job you want to get? What degree you want to take? What masters you want to have? What PhD or what job in society? Even on what girl you want to marry? What do you want to do with your life? What are you living for? What's life about? It's very short. What's it about? Most people are missing it, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Most people didn't get it. Why? They didn't stop to mitbonen. They didn't stop to think deeply about life. Had we stopped to think deeply about life, we would change our attitudes to life. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want you, so it makes it difficult. It'll give you more things to think about. Even in Ruchnius, I have to run to this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. Even in Ruchnius, he'll keep you away about just thinking. Just thinking what you're here for. That's the most important thing you can work out. What am I doing? Forget about now what type of person I am, what I'm a thing. You worked out your shorish. What are you living for? What are you living for? What are you doing in this world? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Tana Eloki, the big Tana, the writer of the Zohar, right? What's the problem with the world? What's he shouting about? People don't take the time to think. V'yifen kol v'chol v'ein ish. No one. No one's thinking. No one's mitbonen. Oh, there's people thinking this. There's big philosophers in the world. There's big scientists in the world. Oh, are they thinking about what they're living for? What you're here for? What you want to do with your life? Not abstract concepts.
So he's saying Moshe says that.
Everyone has that coal in him. The only way it's going to come aflame is if you blow it. The first blow has to be, what am I? What am I here for? What Kriyas Baruch Hu wants from me? What's the purpose of life? If Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying it, it means it's true. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in a time, right, of the era of the destruction of the Second Temple. There was a lot of tzaras in Klal Yisrael. We're going into Golos. When the tzaras people think, even still he was saying it. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu in Golos. God, when you have tzaras, when you have difficulties, people think. When everything's going well, it's a possible of the Torah. You build big houses, right? And you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shachacht et Hashem Elokecha. Some people say that's a pasuk for arrogance, because people are arrogant. Right? You forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have everything. Chalta v'savata, you ate, you drank, right? You forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easy to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you have shefa. When you have everything going your way. Nice family, food, money, success, everything's going your way. It's easy to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nowadays you can get all the hanas in the world. Press a button, it comes to you. Directly from China. You might have to wait a few weeks. Amazon's quicker. Just press a button, it's there. You can download films, you can download things, music, whatever you want you can get. On a press of a button. And now you can even pay for it on a press of a button. Technology. Make us happier. Make the world a better place. What people once could do, only the rich did, anyone could do that nowadays. The poorest of the poor can do it. Makes you happier. Makes the world a better place. Makes it safer. No. Because the things which are of value are not things which come with the press of a button. They're the things that you require work for. And the more you work on trying to understand why you're here and why specific things happen to you in your life, for what reason, they happen to you to teach you what you need to be giving. That's not easy to work out. That you can't do in one day. That might take many, many years of work before you realize what you're here for and why these things which seem bad happen to you specifically for you to be expressive of certain things in life. Because nothing happens to a person for no reason, and nothing happens to a person for the bad of him. It happens to him for his good. It might be a very difficult good to understand. Right? Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe called Gamzu Letova. Everything he said was Gamzu Letova. It was good. Everything he said. That was his Rebbe. And Rabbi Akiva also was that. And the story of the chicken and the donkey, I'm not going to go into it, but you know, the chicken, I've forgotten the story, chicken, donkey, and what was it?
Candle.
And the candle. And the wind came, blew out the candle. Then a lion came, took the donkey. Then the cat came, took the chicken. He was left with nothing. And first of all, I didn't say, he went in the city, no one was going to take him as an orech. Then in the middle of the night came someone and sieged the city. Had he had the candle, or the donkey, or the thing, they would have found him. They didn't find him. Hatova meitiv. Everything's shorish. That's what the world is teaching you. Everything which is bad, which seems bad, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there to fix us. It's there to be meitiv. Lehitiv means, I've said this many times, lehitiv, meitiv et haneris. You say you're meitiv neris. Means when you're lighting candles, you're meitiv them. You're fixing them. Something which is fixed, this is complete, it's tov. Everything which is bad means it's not tov. Why is it bad? Something which is bad is called ra. Ra means re'ua, broken. Tov means when it's fixed. So anything that ra happens to a person, or seems ra, is there to be fixed. That, how do you fix ra? How do you fix a cup which is broken? You fix it, you glue it together, you fix it, the shorish ra. Anything which is ra can be fixed, bishor, can be fixed from where it is. The same brokenness that you have, that's the place to be fixed.
That's shorish.
The source, the same brokenness that a person has, that's the place where he can fix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that brokenness so that you can be an expressor of fixing it in the world. Because you know what it is, you can fix it. And that takes it one root. That takes deep thinking. That's not obvious. That is not obvious. There are things in life which are not at all obvious to a person. Why they happen to him, how they are associated with him. It takes a lot of thinking for a person to work that one out. And I'm not sure we do it. Even those in yeshiva, even those who wear the black hats, right? Even those who've been learning. No, it takes a lot of thinking. If Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying it, it means it's not a simple thing to do. It's not sufficient being in yeshiva and learning Gemara. You have to think about it. You have to delve into yourself. You have to think about life. Life is not a simple sukkah, nor is a Gemara. If you learn how to learn a Gemara well, you'll learn how to think about life well. It's the same thing. Kuhu chayenu. This is our life. Ve'orach yameinu, and the length of our days. Ki behem yegei yomam v'layla. You think about them day and night. Just as you think of the Torah, your life's also part of the Torah. It's a big part, because it's your expression of Torah in the world. Clear? One day God is going to come to you when you're 120, and He's going to ask you very pertinent questions. What do you do with your life? Then what are you going to answer? So answer them before you ask them. That's what it means, Baruch Heshbon. Think about what you want to do. You know, there's no company in the world that doesn't have a qualified accountant. What they invest in, how they have meetings all the time, every few weeks, on what they should be investing. Is the investment working out well? If it's not, I don't even know. I'm not involved in company, but they're involved all the time, churning around the same things. Are they doing? What about our investments? What about the investment of my life? It's being invested. I'm investing in a proper place. It's being put in a proper place. That's what I want to do in my life. That's what I want to do with my knowledge. That's what I want to do with my abilities. He gave me them. What am I doing with them? So he says, Kalal Hadvarim. There's a rule of all these words. Hadam she'enu choshev al zeh. A person doesn't think about these things. Kashe lo me'od. It's very difficult for him. Me'od me'od, says the Rav Chaim. Very, very difficult. La'agiyah l'shemus. If you don't think about it, you're not going to become a complete human being. Me'od me'od, he says. V'adam ha'choshev al zeh. And a person who does think about this. It doesn't mean, you know, I believe in God, I want to be a frum Jew. We're not talking about that. That's not called thinking. We're not talking about that. I want to come to yeshiva. I want to spend a year in Mochon Shalom. I want to spend 2 years in Mochon Shalom, then I get a job, get married, and become a frum. We're not talking about that. That any imbecile can think about. What do you want to do with your life? What are you here for? What are you here for? What does he want from you? Not from him and him and him. We all know we want to be from. Oh, Shekoyach. Keep Shabbos? Yeah, good. Which hechshers? Good, we know that. What do you do with life? What are you living for? The beginning of the series of Sharm also starts that. Yecha Yisa the Chassidus V'Shorash Avodah Tmima. To know what you're here for. And then all that you do is to take you there. You know, in business, I had a boy here who was in business school. He had business plans. It says, like, and he did it with me. It was very good. You do in Bruchnis as well. You have a 1 year plan, you have a 5 year plan, you have a 10 year plan. What do you want to do? I mean, I want to talk to you. And you have a 120 year plan. That's right. Where do you want to be when you're 120? What do you want people to speak about you? I sometimes do with the boys. The book, The Seven Habits, says there, seven habits of highly professional people. It's too business orientated a book, but okay. Yeah, but it can be translated into. It's. What eulogy I sometimes do with the boys. I can put you in a mode, and you'll be surprised what you say. When you're 120, what do you want people to say about you? You will be very surprised at those answers. Maybe I'll do it with some of you if you want. But it's intense. It's not for everyone. And then you work out what you want to live for. At least now, at this moment. And it's going to change. Because the more knowledge you have, the deeper is your understanding and the deeper what you want. You know, it says, you know, there's a halacha. But even old people who haven't learned Torah, you stand up for them. Why? Because they've seen life. They've seen life. They've seen life. Why they've seen life? They went through the wars, they went through things. I'm not talking to someone who's anti-Torah, I'm talking to someone who's from, but not, you know, not Talmud Chacham. They have a lot of Chochmas Chaim. How do they see, if you ever ask an old person, what's important to them in life? Now that they don't have much of their senses, they don't have these desires anymore. Now they've seen all of life. You know, there was a very old man, a very big rabbi, called Rav Pinchas Scheinberg. You've heard of him? Zecher Tzadik Livracha. You've heard of him? I think he lived at 101. So he was 100 years old. The Talmidim asked him, Rabbi, tell us something about life. So what did he say? Say as follows. You know, halavai, we get to live to 101, right? I'd still be all there. Life is short. When you're 101, you can say that. Life is short. Learn Torah, harbe. Learn a lot of Torah. And do a lot of chasadim. That's the whole of life.
What was the second one?
do a lot of good deeds. That's the whole of life. That's how you summed up life. An old man. Life is very short. Don't waste it. Learn lots of Torah. Do lots of good deeds. That's it. That's life. How? What? Okay, you work that one out. He's telling you a very big point. You with me? V'ha'adam, a person, ha'choshev al zeh, who thinks on this, karov eleh mi'od, he is very close to coming to shleimus. That's a becoming a complete person. Very close to becoming a complete person.
Shleimus
is complete. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. This one yesod is a big foundation. A big foundation in life. If a person wants to come to shleimus, he's telling you, without this, it's very, very hard. And with this, you're very close. This is a big foundation in life.
With what?
And the wise men who go in this back and forth, they wouldn't leave their thinking from this thought
ever.
Because of that, they matzliach. What does God want from me now? That's what it says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Putting God in front of me always, zuklal gadol. That's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. What does he want from me?
Putting God in front of me?
Yeah, what does he want from me? Yeah, what does God want from me now? What does he want from me? Ach, hamamit lo yamit mliyot lo kviyut zman lefachot. But a person who does less, he shouldn't do less than having a fixed time, lasim alibo, to place on his heart, im ma'at im harbe, if a little, if a lot, ki az yatzliach et rachav v'az yizkir, then he'll be matzliach, he'll be successful in his ways, and then he'll understand. And after he knows the hiyot, this load, alecha, it's a load. It's not an easy thing, this is a load. Litbonen olaskil, to think deeply and to understand this, at azot. Ata askilcha orech ma'advarim. I will explain to you. V'orecha, and give light to you. Ma'advarim. What are the words? Asher aleihem ta'amod litbonen v'lachkor. What are those things you should stand on them? Always, right? You should stand to think deeply and to delve into. And now, next week we're going to do this. We're going to go to Hachakira Harishona. Okay? It's a very difficult question. All these questions are not easy questions. The person really understands. It's not so important necessarily getting the answer as it is being involved in the process. The process will bring you the answer, and it'll take time, but the process itself is the answer in a certain way. If you're in this process of thinking about life, you will always find the right answers. And you will always be karov to shleimus. That's what he's saying. This process will get you there. It's a process.